This is Press Play on KCRW. I'm Madeline Bram. Three women over the age of 75 are topping the Billboard charts. Cher, Dolly Parton, and Brenda Lee. All have been making music for decades, and in the case of Lee, the song that got her on the charts is also decades old. It's the holiday song Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. Lee recorded it in 1958, and it's currently the number one song on the Billboard Hot 100.
Party hop, mistletoe hung where you can see every couple tries to stop.
Joining us to talk about this is Beverly Keel, Dean of the College of Media and Entertainment at Middle Tennessee State University. Welcome back to Press Play, Beverly.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
All right, so let's play more of this song, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree.
When you hear voices singing, let's be jolly, deck the halls with boughs of holly.
She recorded it in 1958. Why is it number one now?
Well, it's a timeless classic. Most of us grew up listening to it. You know, this is her first number one since 1960. But UMG Nashville has really pushed this, really promoted it this holiday season, and it's worked. So usually the last 3 years or so, she's been number two behind Mariah Carey. But this year, she's at number one.
So was there a concerted push to get her to go past Mariah, the queen of Christmas?
Yes. Cindy Mabe, who's the chairman CEO of UMG Nashville, really had her team promote this song, got out on it early, and it's number one. It feels so good in Nashville right now with Brenda Lee, who's 78, Dolly Parton, 77, and all of America claims Cher. So it's wonderful that these icons are getting the respect they deserve. What I like about them is it's a reminder to never give up on your dreams.
Right, and keep doing it.
Yeah, I loved on Thanksgiving, you could watch Cher on the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Dolly Parton performed halftime during the Dallas Cowboys show. 44 million people watched it.
Wearing the Dallas Cowboy cheerleader outfit.
I know. I mean, I wouldn't look a third as good as she did.
So same.
I think it's inspiring, several generations of women to not give up on their dreams, that we still have something to say, and there are still men and women who want to hear what women have to say.
Okay, well, let's hear Cher's song. This is also a number one hit on the Billboard charts and the dance electronic charts. And this one's called DJ Play a Christmas Song.
DJ Play a Christmas Song.
Okay, so Cher also performed at the Rockefeller special outside on the ice rink there, and she looked good as well. And there she is, number one. Why is this one topping the charts?
Well, I think first and foremost, everybody loves Cher. And this is, trademark Cher music feel and beat. She has evolved with the times. She's made a lot of dance music. It's just fun to listen to. And, I think it's impossible not to fall in love with Cher.
I know. And you can hear her voice there, even though it's been auto-tuned. That is her signature deep voice there.
Right. But she plays with that auto-tune and the, electronic music sounds. And she evolves with the time, but she never loses the core and foundation of who she is as an artist.
77 years old, as is Dolly Parton, and she has a new album called Rockstar, debuted at number one on the top rock and alternative albums. And before we hear a clip from that, tell us why she decided to go in a rock and roll direction now.
Well, she was eligible to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and at first she wanted to decline the invitation. She felt others were more deserving, but she was nominated and she won. So she was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And she said, I'm going to make a rock album to show that that you know, this is warranted. And so she got the biggest names in rock music from, you know, Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr. I mean, you name it, they're on this album. As one of the legends says, when Dolly Parton calls, you say, yes, ma'am. And so, and she has had, talk about a big promotional push. There was an hour-long primetime special on ABC before the CMA Awards. You know, again, the Thanksgiving Day football game. She has been everywhere. And I think the world needs Dolly Parton right now because she is all joy and love and acceptance. And when you see her or listen to her, you just feel better. And we certainly need that based on what's going on in the world right now.
Absolutely. Okay, so let's feel better right now. Here is a little bit from the title track, Rockstar. Indeed, she is. That's Dolly Parton playing her new track, Rockstar. And Beverly, so we've been talking about all of these incredible women at age 77 and above with number one Billboard hits. Are there any men nipping at their heels that are around that age?
Well, there's Lionel Richie, who is not quite that age, but you know, he is a beloved icon, and his last album was a number one album. He's working on a new record now. He's on American Idol. So when he is ready for his album push, we will see him again. But there, you know, there's just something about these women that resonate with America. And I think it's as much as who they are as what they sound like.
Yeah. So what is it? Because they are who they are in a way that is unique and yet similar. As you said, they are women who really don't give up.
I think the key is just what you said. They are who they are. They never tried to become something else. They didn't listen to industry people who told them to do X, Y, or Z, to tone it down, you know, to not be so outspoken. And that's why we love them so much. They're 100% themselves, whether it's Dolly with her, you know, big hair and makeup and outrageous outfits to share again with the outrageous outfits. And then Brenda Lee, of course, is the opposite. Brenda Lee is very much, this is who I am and I'm not changing. So she has a more, you know, older hairstyle and look, but she is hysterically funny and full of love and joy. And you know, I just think with any of these women, the world is better because they're in it.
What a great way to end. Beverly Keel is Dean of the College of Media and Entertainment at Middle Tennessee State University. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yay, we get to hear 9 to 5, one of my faves. All right, that'll do it for us today on Press Play. Don't forget to follow us on the socials. We are at KCRW. You can also download and subscribe to the podcast, kcrw.com/pressplay. I'm Madeline Brand. Thanks for listening, and I will see you tomorrow.